Army of Smartness. Thanks to a groaning, unstoppable march of movies, TV shows, and video games, we were well prepared when the zombies rose. Our laser snipers, hyper-intelligent bombs, and warbots, both gay and straight, pinpointed their weak spots and blew them away with undeadly accuracy. What we weren't prepared for was what came next. Turns out, if you eat that many brain cells, some of them stick around. Plus, their reproductive method, the bite, was nearly instantaneous, and therefore so was their evolution. Even fundamentalist Christians were like, okay, I get it now. Run! But the neo-zombies, or as their PR people later insisted, reanimated Americans, were doing a lot more than staggering, sprinting, or slamming through barn doors to get their cerebral supper. They got really good at kidnapping. But then a few were like, what are we, drug lords? So they went more sophisticated. Some planned elaborate heists of jarred brains from research labs. Some enrolled in med school and mastered the art of lightning-fast cranial surgery. Others acquired massive fortunes and endowed stem cell labs solely devoted to finding a way to clone their chosen organ. Once again, fundamentalist Christians said, okay, universe, message received. And then came the truly horrific step. Giant factory farms, rows of human heads in holes, supplying their cruelly raised, subpar product to newly sprung up fast food restaurants, where brain-hungry zombies were served by job-hungry humans, complaining on their break of this mindless work. It's enough to make a truly evolved zombie like me go vegan.